This is 89.3 HD WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. Jeremy Alford, publisher of LawPolitics.com, is here again. Good to have you back, Jeremy.
That's good to be back.
A couple of this fall's congressional races could be particularly entertaining, with the kissing congressman, as he's been called, Vance McAllister, running for re-election in the 5th District in northern Louisiana, and our ex-con, ex-governor Edwin Edwards running here in the 6th District. You've written that both of these guys will not just be asking for votes, but also forgiveness.
And it's also a trend that's going to reach into next year's elections with Senator David Vitter, who's running for governor. You know, he's already asked for forgiveness for his very serious sin. And the question is, are voters willing to forgive them? And I would argue that, for the most part, I think they are. David Vitter has already won one statewide election since his controversy. As my late partner John McGinnis was fond of saying, you know, it takes more than one sex scandal to sink a Louisiana politician.
Vance McAllister, in his case, it was a bit of a marital indiscretion. Is that something that voters look at as having some kind of impact on his policy positions with regard to the sanctity of marriage, for example, or is it totally separate?
It's hard to quantify. There's a poll out of the 5th District recently where they asked voters what characteristics did they want most in their elected congressman. And in the 5th District, after this controversy, the answer was more or less moral fiber. It's hard to say whether voters will be able to take a step back and say, well, you know, just because he kissed a longtime friend that wasn't his wife, does that affect the way that he's going to vote on the Hill? I think it's different in the case of Vance McAllister and David Vitter, who campaigned on family values.
Edwin Edwards was convicted of racketeering, and that's what he went to prison for. How does a candidate like Edwin Edwards answer for that in a campaign for Congress?
Well, he's answering for it every day. I think he takes on all comers. If you want to get an interview with the governor and ask him about these questions, he's just a phone call away. Whereas when this happened with David Vitter, David Vitter was extremely hard to catch.
It sounds like there's something to being open about this and talking about this stuff rather than doing as Vitter sort of did, ignoring it or trying to sweep it under the rug.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think McAllister did the same thing, that he did miss a few days in D.C. after the controversy broke. And then in order to spend time with his family and to focus on, as he said, what was most important. But during that time, he was never absent from the district. You know, he was going to Rotary Club meetings. He was giving speeches. He was out in the public, you know, taking his lumps. And I think that was that is one reason why he has polled so strongly, I believe.
Turning to the Senate race, the Republican field got a little thinner this week, with State Representative Paul Hollis of St. Tammany dropping out. Congressman Bill Cassidy, of course, is still the GOP frontrunner to unseat Mary Landrieu. And then there's Rob Manis. Is he going to be a factor?
I think he already is a factor. I think that an argument could be made that you could sit down and look at the polls and monkey with the numbers and the margin of error and make an argument that Bill Cassidy could, you know, potentially under certain scenarios, maybe, you know, pull off a victory in the primary if Rob Manis was not in this race. And what's happening is that Manis, in all respects, just a few months ago was a fringe candidate. He was barely polling. But what happened is some national Tea Party groups took an interest in him. He ended up collecting so far more than $1 million. He was able to buy a statewide TV ad. Statewide radio, he could very well end up pulling 10% in this race.
What the threat is here is if Manis could pull enough votes off of Cassidy or give them to Landrieu that she actually passes the 50% threshold in November.
Maybe so, but it definitely keeps him from doing it.
There's no thought at this point that Manis will actually be able to make a runoff.
No, I wouldn't definitely not bet money on that.
But you mentioned money though, and that perhaps Manus is beginning to look capable of raising some real big dollars and drawing some large donations. Talk about that a little bit, and what that means for Cassidy's ability, or even Landry's ability, to build up the war chest that they'll need, certainly for November and possibly on to December.
To be clear, Rob Manus, the money that he is raising, any big money that comes into his campaign would most certainly come from a national Tea Party organization. It's not going to come from a large number of individual donors taking interest in this race. And that said, I don't think he's taken anything away from the fundraising base that Mary Landrieu and Bill Cassidy have. The fundraising operations of Bill Cassidy and Mary Landrieu is major league. This is national money, national interest. I think both of them combined so far have collected somewhere around $21 to $22 million this cycle so far. As of this week, this has officially become Louisiana's most expensive Senate race. And that's not including the super PACs and the third-party expenditures. Now, you couple those in, and we're talking about the most expensive race Louisiana has ever seen, not just the Senate race. And we're just getting started. We're roughly a month out from qualifying, and the money's starting to stack up. The reason everyone's interested in this race is because the partisan makeup of the U.S. Senate hangs in the balance. Louisiana has a very special election structure. Aside from having these open primaries, these jungle primaries, we have a December runoff. So if we get past the November primary and there's a one-seat difference in the U.S. Senate, the entire nation is going to turn its attention to this Senate race. And if you think it's a circus now, you have no idea how much money is going to be pumped into this race.
Jeremy Alford is the publisher of lawpolitics.com. Jeremy, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 HD WRKF.